And how about large, flat, yellowish beans not in the pods?
Large, flat, yellowish beans not eaten in the pod. Well, now, there's two kinds of that. There's the big bean is the pinto bean.
Mm-hmm.
And the beans they put in porking beans.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what the meaning of that. They're using, I think, now the soy.
Oh.
Soybean. They're using that. They're big bean cooking it in there.
Okay. And what do you call the tops of turnips or beets? That you...
The tops.
Mm-hmm.
That's the green part.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Greens. That's it. That's the greens. Turnip greens or any kind of greens.
Okay. What would you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eat it with your hands?
On a cob.
All right. What would you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller? It's light brown with darker stripes on it. It's about so long, usually, it has a tail and has dark stripes on it.
Well, we don't have any of those around here, but I know what you're talking about. There's a chipmunk.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what'd you call that animal with a strong, offensive odor?
Well, there's two names for him. One of them is a polecat, the other is a skunk.
Okay. What would you call a little animal that's about that long that hops along the ground? And some live in land, some in the water, you go gigging for them at night.
Wait a minute now. Let me see what you're talking about. It's a little animal that lives on the land.
Well, it can't live in the water. It usually lives in the water.
And you go gigging for them at night?
Yes.
Are you talking about a bullfrog or are you talking about a muskrat? You're well, gigging for both.
Well, I think I'm talking about a bullfrog.
Okay.
Okay. What about the smaller variety of the same animal that makes a chirping noise?
Chirp?
Yes.
Frog? Well, it's tree frog. Does that? Yes.
Okay. What would you call ordinary worms used for bait and fishing?
Well, there's two kinds of them, the slop worm and the red worms.
Okay.
What earthworms, too. They're all earthworms, but the two most kind they use is red worms. Now they raise those commercially.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Sell them to you. Good. Yeah, they make a fortune off them things every year.
Okay. What about large worms used for bait?
Well, you got the biggest one, I expect, is... We call the tomato worm, but then you got the catawba.
Uh-huh.
And then they use another worm that's the same as tomato worm. It's a tobacco worm. He's got a horn on him about that long. They fish with all of them.
Uh-huh.
But there's not but many fish that bite that tomato uh-huh. worm and tobacco worm. That's catfish. They'll eat them up.
Oh. Okay. What do you call the insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it?
Well, that's the guy that got that. Little dynamo in his rear end.
Yeah.
Yeah, lightning bolt.
Okay. What do you call a little insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies over ponds and lakes? It's not a good description. Usually about that long and real thin body.
Well, you got the in certain times of the year, the July fly does that.
Uh-huh.
Then you've got a mosquito hawk.
Uh-huh.
He just goes everywhere.
Yeah.
He's got a vestibule back that long.
Mm-hmm.
That's mosquito hawk, I imagine you're talking about.
Yeah.
He catches mosquitoes and eats them.
Okay. What about an insect that builds a nest out of mud but doesn't sting?
Oh, that's dirt dauber.
Uh-huh. Okay. What would you call something for a baby to lie in that has four wheels and a handle for you to push it?
Well, if you're going to carry him out on the street, you'd have to use a baby carriage.
Okay.
But if you're going to keep him in the house, we got a crib. You can just roll it any way you want to.
All right. Good. if you had the baby in a carriage, you might say that you were going to what the baby if you're going outside?
You're just going to take the baby out for a ride in his carriage.
Okay.